Parliament's powerful crossbench is losing one of its key MPs, with independent Cathy McGowan announcing her retirement at the coming election. The member for the Victorian seat of Indi says it's time to pass the baton to a successor, public health researcher Dr. Helen Haynes. But before then, the minority government still needs Cathy McGowan's support in Parliament, and later today she'll be meeting Prime Minister Scott Morrison to seek a better deal for regional Australia. Cathy McGowan is speaking with political editor Alison Carabine.
Cathy McGowan, welcome again to Breakfast.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody.
Few politicians get to leave on their own terms. Why have you decided after just 6 years to call time on your career in Parliament?
Well, 6 years, it's not just 6 years, it's been six amazing years. And I've achieved what I've set out to do. We've put delivered wonderful things to the electorate, engaged with my community so that now that people know that their vote really counts. And I think it's right time to pass on. There's a fantastic Helen Haynes who wants to put her hand up to be the member for Indi. So I think the timing is right, the people are right. My community is ready to pass the baton on, and I'm ready to share my leadership and the things I've learnt with somebody else. So, yeah, I think the timing is just perfect, and I'm really looking forward to being part of this, what will be an historic change. If we can win the next election and Helen gets elected, it will be the first time, I think, in Australia's history that the electorate has voted from one independent to another. So that's what I'm hoping we can achieve.
You have been engaged in this succession planning for some time with Helen Haynes winning through. Isn't it a bit odd for a crossbencher to be anointing a successor? Isn't that what political parties do, not necessarily independents, though?
So I think what we're trying here has never been done before. At some stage I have to leave the job, and I've been talking to my community about succession planning and how that should happen, and people understand that at some stage I'm going to go, so they're very keen that I don't just go and leave a blank and that an unknown person stands. So the Voices for Indi, which is the community group, has been talking to the community. We had a very big community forum on Saturday, a beautiful process of discernment and engagement and respectful looking at people who might be interested. And that community group said, well, Helen is our clear choice, and we're very happy to work with Cathy on the transition. So actually it's got nothing to do with what parties do. It's got everything to do with how a community who wants to keep, and the people in the community who wants to keep the representation independent and strong, how will they go ahead in the long term in making sure that happens?
And Voices for Indi has become a template for similar grassroots movements elsewhere, such as Voices for Warringah, which is seeking to unseat Tony Abbott. Do you see this election throwing up even more independents? Will we see the drift away from the major parties continuing?
Well, Alison, certainly that's what all the research is showing. But what I know in my electorate is that the process that we've gone through is strong. And it's working. We're getting people engaged in politics. We're getting young people interested in politics. We've had over 4,000 young students come up to Canberra and learn about how. We've had over 250 community volunteers come and work in my Canberra office. So I know at the grassroots and in politics, people are going, oh, that's how things happen. I'm really keen about political outcomes and public policy, but I've never understood how to do it. And now I can see how I can get my issue on the agenda. So I think that's really what we've been able to do in Indi, is engage people in a realistic way in politics, and then at the same time, deliver. So if other communities want to do that, and I know Indi is very, very happy to share with anybody about how you actually do that.
But it might go beyond engagement, Cathy McGowan. In a sense, you were a strange beast. You were a successful independent in a regional seat which had been held by the Conservatives since, I think it was the 1930s. Since then, two other female independents from regional Victoria have been elected to the state parliament. Is there a more fundamental shift underway out there in the regions than can just be put down to smart campaigning by groups like Voices for Indi?
Well, that's certainly what Gabby Chan in her book Rusted Off thinks. She has a fantastic theory about the change that's happening in regional Australia.
What's your theory on that change, Cathy McGowan?
Well, certainly while I've been in Parliament, I've been extraordinarily disappointed by the lack of representation by our rural and regional members of parliament in picking up how sophisticated, intelligent, clever, and what an opportunity regional Australia has for the rest of the nation, which is what I'm going to be talking to the Prime Minister about today. So I would certainly understand when independents run in other regional seats to think that the current policies, and we haven't even seen what Labor's going to do about regional Australia, but certainly what the Coalition has done has been far from ideal. So the level of dissatisfaction about how regional Australia and how we contribute to the nation is just not there in our representatives. So I'm sure when people see what I've been able to deliver for Indi, and then they watch what Karen Phelps is going to do and is doing in Wentworth, and certainly what Rebecca Sharkey has done in Mayo, they go, oh, I want a bit of that. That looks like it works.
But can an independent achieve as much for their seat as an MP from one of the major parties? Don't crossbenchers and their electorates really only come into focus when it's a hung parliament and the government of the day needs your vote?
Well, if that was the argument, then there would be no point in having a member of parliament who worked in opposition. You know, clearly it's not the case. Backbenchers really work hard and deliver enormous things for their electorate. But what I'm actually talking about is the modern Australian sophisticated rural and regional Australia, Albury, Wodonga, Wangaratta, Benalla, Mansfield. They want their representative to be out there arguing the case and voicing, to be a representative. Of course they want people to deliver, and there's no argument that Rebecca Sharkey and I have certainly delivered for our community. You know, $235 million for a train track, 40-plus mobile phone towers all across the board. But there's something much more important that people want, is they want their issues heard in Parliament. They want their representative actually representing them. And I think that's what certainly I've been able to do, Rebecca does it, because we're not caught up with parties. We don't have to go back to the party machine with a small number of membership and say, oh, what's the policy on this? We go to our community and say, well, how can we actually represent you in a realistic way? And look, beyond a shadow of a doubt, government has listened to me. All the time I've been through, I've had really good relationships with ministers. They've come to their electorate. I've had access to prime ministers. I've had access to whoever I want in parliament. And very respectful understanding of the positions I make. And when that doesn't work, I go and do private members' bills and we use the tools of Parliament to get things done.
Yeah, and you've certainly come into sharper focus since the government lost its majority status. Now, the election is highly unlikely to return a hung Parliament. Doesn't that mean the power of the crossbench will be greatly diminished?
Well, not at all. That's exactly the point I'm making. The power of members of parliament is to represent their community, to be solutions focused and deliver for their community, and all backbenchers do that. The ability to impact on national politics, which is certainly the case when you've got a hung parliament, is much greater. But just in the normal run of politics, all of us backbenchers, whether you're government or not government, deliver for their communities. It doesn't rely on a hung parliament to do that. What the hung parliament does is give you another level at the national level of seriously impacting on politics. And that's, of course, really important for me because I'm so passionate about regional Australia and so disappointed that the government, they had this report that they tabled over 6 months ago. It was a government report on what regions need to do and still hasn't replied to it.
And you'll be asking the PM about that today, I assume?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely asking him to get his team organised, get the Nats organised, and come out with a really strong policy at the election for what this coalition thinks needs to happen with regional Australia. And then I'll be doing exactly the same with the opposition and saying to Labor Party, well, what's your policy for regional Australia? Because that's, I think, what independents really do is we have the debate. We can force the major parties to come to the table and say, well, what's your policy on this?
Yeah. Cathy McGowan, politics hasn't quite finished with you yet. Unless the Prime Minister changes his mind on a May election, Parliament will be back next month. You have had plenty of time now to weigh up the asylum seeker medical transfer bill. Why are you still undecided whether or not to support it?
Well, I did read that piece in the Fairfax media today, and I think it seriously misrepresented my position.
And what is your position?
Well, my position is to vote on the legislation where it's presented, and I'm certainly not going to go out in the media today and have that discussion. What I'm talking to the Prime Minister about today is regional Australia, what the policy positions are going to be. Now, I totally understand that the Prime Minister might want to talk to me about his agenda, which does include people getting people off not getting people off Nauru and Manus, and that's certainly not my position. Getting the kids off, having people treated well, I voted strongly the whole time I've been in Parliament with that agenda.
So will you support the bill?
Well, when the bill comes up to Parliament, I will vote on it in a normal way, and I'm not going to do it now in the media, because what I'm actually talking to the Prime Minister today about is regional Australia, and I'm sure he has got other topics that he wants to talk to me about. He'll want to talk about the National Integrity Commission, he'll want to talk about climate change, he'll want to talk about the drought, and I'm up for talking to him about all those subjects.
But so it could be up for negotiation when you meet Scott Morrison?
Well, it's certainly not on my agenda. I'm just saying it might be on his agenda. As well, I imagine, he's a clever politician, he'll certainly want to run with me. And about the drought and the impact in northeast Victoria on, we had a flood just before Christmas, okay, and emergency services, there's a whole lot of topics that I'll talk to him about, because I can, because I'm a strong, clever independent, and I have really good relationships with the government and the opposition, and at any time I can talk to these important people about what's important to my electorate. That's what independents deliver.
Okay, Cathy McGowan, thank you very much for your time. I'm sure you'll be back on with Fran when Parliament is back.
And I look forward to it, and happy summer to everybody.
Thank you.
That's the independent member for Indi, Cathy McGowan, speaking to our political editor, Alison Carabine.